I really miss my friends back home, but I love my life in Nigeria too. I have way better animals for pets here.
That's really cool. It sounds like you found some good things, even though it was a hard change for you. Have you ever had to make a big change in your life? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. You know, when I was in high school, my parents and I had to move to a whole new town. I was really sad to leave all my friends. I struggled a lot after moving, but my dad helped me by showing me Philippians 4 verses 12 and 13. It says, I have learned the secret of being content in any situation. I can do all this through Christ who gives me strength. Well, if you're going through a hard time as well, listen to our story. It's called The Best Place to Be. You got an email, Abigail's mom told her. Looks like it's from Ellie. Abigail, whose family were missionaries in Nigeria, eagerly took mom's phone and opened the email. Yesterday, Daphne and Ashlyn and I went to an amusement park, Abigail read in Ellie's email. I wish you could have been with us. We went on a pirate ship ride and on an alpine slide. Abigail sighed. Going on rides with her friends sounded like fun. But the African safari river ride was the best one of all, the email continued. It was so much fun. There were robotic elephants that sprayed water at us, and some mechanical monkeys were chattering in the trees. It seemed so real. Abigail laughed out loud when she read that. Ellie should come visit me here, she thought. Then she could see real elephants and monkeys. Just then, Benji, Abigail's pet monkey, snuggled up to her. Benji loved being around Abigail and always followed her around the house. Abigail gave him a little squeeze. You're better than a mechanical monkey, Abigail told him. You're real. Abigail thought about all her other pets. Freddy, the baby antelope, was a pretty brown color with a black stripe, and a mongoose named Rolo was the family favorite. Abigail smiled as she remembered the time Rolo found a ping pong ball on the floor. She apparently thought it was an egg, one of her favorite foods. She smacked it hard to break it, then jumped back in surprise when it bounced as high as her head. Of course, Rolo sometimes annoyed them by chirping a lot, but she made up for it by eating cockroaches and other insects. And Abigail knew that when Rolo got bigger, she would also eat snakes. Abigail grinned. Not many kids have pets like mine, she thought. And even though I really miss my friends back home, I have new friends at our church here. And I know God is helping our family tell the people here about Jesus. Even though it's hard sometimes, I know He brought us here and promises to be with us. So this is the best place for me to be. Come on, Benji, she said. Let's go find Rolo and take some pictures to send my friends back home. So what about you? Do you sometimes wish you could be somewhere else? Or have you learned to be content in the place God has put you for now? In the Bible, the Apostle Paul said the secret to being content in any situation is trusting Jesus, who promises to always be with us and help us because we belong to Him. So thank Him for the blessings He's given you and the people He's put in your life. And trust Him to help you be a testimony for Him right where you are. Our key verse is Philippians 4:11.
I have learned in whatever state I am to be content.
And our key thought for today, be content. This December, I'm celebrating Advent with a brand new podcast called Countdown to Christmas with Zach. I'll have a story for you every day and then talk about it with kids your age. It's a great way to stay connected to Jesus through the busy holiday and discover more about why He came to earth. So ask your mom or dad to search for Countdown to Christmas with Zach on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.